Hello, this is episode 164 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. How are you today? Your week going well? We here in Southern California are bracing for a storm. We've been going through quite a long drought here in my home state of California, so we need rain. But when it comes down in buckets, there's always a very high chance of mudslides in the foothills, and homes often end up damaged or destroyed. Something to pray about for sure. Today we're in the book of Psalms, where we'll read chapters 81, 82, and 83 from the God's Word translation. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 81. Sing joyfully to God our strength. Shout happily to the God of Jacob. Begin a psalm and strike a tambourine. Play lyres and harps with their pleasant music. Blow the ram's horn on the day of the new moon, on the day of the full moon, on our festival days. This is a law for Israel, a legal decision from the God of Jacob. These are the instructions God set in place for Joseph when Joseph rose to power over Egypt. I heard a message I did not understand. I removed the burden from his shoulder. His hands were freed from the basket. When you were in trouble, you called out to me, and I rescued you. I was hidden in thunder, but I answered you. I tested your loyalty at the oasis of Meribah, Selah. Listen, my people, and I will warn you. Israel, if you would only listen to me. Never keep any strange god among you. Never worship a foreign god. I am the Lord your God, the one who brought you out of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people did not listen to me. Israel wanted nothing to do with me. So I let them go their own stubborn ways and follow their own advice. If only my people would listen to me. If only Israel would follow me, I would quickly defeat their enemies. I would turn my power against their foes. Those who hate the Lord would cringe in front of him, and their time for punishment would last forever. But I would feed Israel with the finest wheat and satisfy them with honey from a rock. Psalms chapter 82. God takes his place in his own assembly. He pronounces judgment among the gods. How long are you going to judge unfairly? How long are you going to side with wicked people? Selah. Defend weak people and orphans. Protect the rights of the oppressed and the poor. Rescue weak and needy people. Help them escape the power of wicked people. Wicked people do not know or understand anything. As they walk around in the dark, all the foundations of the earth shake. I said, "You are gods. You are all sons of the Most High. You will certainly die like humans and fall like any prince. Arise, O God, judge the earth, because all the nations belong to you." Psalms chapter 83. O God, do not remain silent. Do not turn a deaf ear to me. Do not keep quiet, O God. Look, your enemies are in an uproar. Those who hate you hold their heads high. They make plans in secret against your people and plot together against those you treasure. They say, "Let's wipe out their nation so that the name of Israel will no longer be remembered." They agree completely on their plan. They form an alliance against you, the tents from Edom and Ishmael, Moab and Hagar, Gebel, Ammon and Amalek, Philistia, along with those who live in Tyre. Even Assyria has joined them. They help the descendants of Lot, Selah. Do to them what you did to Midian, to Sisera and Jabin at the Kishon River. They were destroyed at Endor. They became manure to fertilize the ground. Treat their influential people as you treated Oreb and Zeeb. Treat all their leaders like Zeba and Zalmunna. They said, "Let's take God's pasture lands for ourselves." Oh my God, blow them away like tumbleweeds, like husks in the wind. Pursue them with your storms, and terrify them with your windstorms, the way fire burns a forest, and flames set mountains on fire. Let their faces blush with shame, O Lord, so that they must look to you for help. Let them be put to shame and terrified forever. Let them die in disgrace, so that they must acknowledge you. Your name is the Lord. You alone are the Most High God of the whole earth. May God bless the reading of his word. Today, let's focus on the second of the three books we read, Psalms 82. You may have noticed in verse 1 where it said, he pronounces judgment among the gods. And then in verses 6 and 7, you are gods. You are all sons of the Most High. If you're not reading along with me with a printed or online Bible, I should probably point out to you that the word gods here is written with a small g, meaning that God is not making them equal with himself. But besides that, what's going on here? Are there other gods? Well, of course, we make gods of many different things. Anything you put above the true Almighty God, capital G, has become, for you, a god, small g. And that can only spell trouble for you. That's why Jesus told a rich young ruler in Matthew 19, verses 16 through 22, to go and sell everything. Remember that story? The young man asked Jesus what he must do to have eternal life. Jesus told him, keep the commandments. The young man told him that he had and asked Jesus what he still lacked. Jesus told him to sell what he had and give to the poor, and then he would have treasure in heaven. And then he should go and follow Jesus. At that point, the young man went away, grieving because he had great wealth. So, this young man's God was his wealth. We must guard against putting anything above Almighty God, our Creator. But this isn't the small g God that is referred to here in Psalms 82. The word here refers to earthly magistrates and governors. We can tell this by the language. It says, how long are you going to judge unfairly? How long are you going to side with wicked people? And it goes on to tell them what they should be doing, like defending the weak and defenseless. He is talking to those who were judges in Israel because he says, you are all sons of the Most High. And he reminds them that they will be judged because of their own wickedness. It says, you will certainly die like humans and fall like any prince. Luke 12:48 says, to whom much is given, much will be required. These gods were thinking much too highly of themselves and had become corrupt and evil. The psalmist was passing along God's reproach to them. Let us humbly thank God for the blessings and responsibilities he's given us, whatever those may be. And let us prayerfully consider how he wants us to use those things. We are only temporary custodians. If we're foolish enough to think that they come to us by our own efforts or because we deserve them, we run the risk of a great fall. Tomorrow's Friday, and the reading will be Joshua chapter 2. It's a great chapter to go into the weekend with. I'll see you then. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.